Welcome to Kartik Inspirations Day 21. Yesterday we started to talk about Krishna's daily pastimes, and obviously we are asking ourselves the question, how is this relevant for us? I would say hearing about Krishna's pastimes is therapeutic hearing. By a therapy of hearing about Krishna and how he interacts with his devotees, we become full with taste. The moment our greatest problem is a misplaced taste. We have no real desire for Krishna, but a lot of desire for temporary things of this world. A misplaced taste, which acts as an anchor to this material world and stops our full-fledged spiritual progress. So by hearing about Krishna, we think, wow, he and his world are very attractive, more attractive than what's going on here. So let me desire to go to him. Good. Let's now understand what Krishna does when he comes back to the village of Vrindavan in the late afternoon. The entire village of Vrindavan waits for him at the gate of the town. Krishna comes with his cows and cowherd friends, and the people see in the horizon a dusty cloud, and they hear the mooing of the cows who are already desiring to come to their calves, which have been waiting in the goshala in the village. Then they hear the flute sounds, and then finally they see the sapphire effulgence from Krishna's body running, so to say, over the horizon and coming into their eyes. So when Krishna is welcomed by all the Vrijbasis who, for instance, greet him by throwing flower petals at him, then he goes, milks the cows, bathes, gets dressed, eats a wonderful meal with preparations supplied by Srimati Radharani through her servants. And then he is ready to go to the palace. There in the main hall waits an evening of entertainment where there are jonglers, there are storytellers, there are singers, dancers, acrobats. They all come and have come to give a stunning performance for the Prince of Braj and all the Vrijbasis. Now, there is a verse describing this event, and I would love all of you to just focus for a moment by just listening very calmly and attentively. As soon as Krishna enters with his father Nanda Maharaj, the audience starts crying tears of love while drinking the moonbeams of Krishna's sweet smile with the bird of their eyes. They remain dissatisfied even after repeatedly drinking the nectar. Oh, everyone, how inconceivable are the ways of love. In this way and many other ways, Krishna attracts us. This is both for those who are wanting to go to him, the sadhakas of this world, those who are trying to reach perfection, as well as for those who have already reached perfection. The moment the mind is focused on Krishna, it is purified, you feel happiness, and yes, the miseries of material existence run far away. See you all for tomorrow's Kartik Inspirations.